event and the good fortune which is about to occur. And I was saying that within this material world, there are so many billions of human beings and human bodies. And amongst those human beings, there are so very, very few who are actually practicing bhakti, who are trying even to practice bhakti. Very small, tiny numbers. And amongst those who are practicing bhakti, there are so very few who have attained some realization of Bhagavan and his transcendental glories and qualities, name, form, pastime. And amongst those who are worshipping Sri Bhagavan, those who worship the highest form of Bhagavan in all of his manifestations, namely that a Krishna Bhakta, someone who is a pure Bhakta of Krishna, he is so very, very rare within this world, very rare to be found. But this is actually the movement which has been brought to this world by none other than Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this disciplic succession, which is coming down from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into this world today, there are some very small handful of representatives who are giving this true transcendental knowledge as Mahaprabhu and as his associates have given within this world, namely the Sanatana, Sanatana, Abhinatana, etc. So to come into connection with this bona fide disciplic line, and someone who has actually realized this transcendental knowledge as given by our previous acharyas is so very rare. And what to speak of coming into contact with this knowledge by flying to the land of India, where we will find this small number of persons residing. But even more fortunate is when those personalities come out of that land and they travel throughout the entire world, and they simply have only one motivation within their heart, and that is to help all of the fallen jiva souls within this world to realize their eternal relationship with Krishna. So, in this world, maybe about 30 years ago, one great personality came to travel throughout the world and preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, namely Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And it is by his mercy that all of us are sitting here today, especially in this far-off island of the Philippines. But since that time, since the time when His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada came to these islands, which was in 1972, there... Yes, he came. Yes, he did come. Once, right? Or was it once? Yes. In 1972. And he stayed for how long?
Stayed only for one day. He had a program of one day.
Yes. But his lotus feet have touched these islands. And the most dear...
In Makati,
So much good fortune has been brought to these islands by Srila Prabhupada, who has come here and has manifested the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within these islands. And so many devotees have been made by his blessings, by his mercy, and also by his servants. Many of his servants have come here and they've preached and they've tried to give Krishna consciousness to the people. But yet we find, just like in so many other parts of the world, that the actual inner spirit and the inner mood of this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is gradually being lost. Even like we saw in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna that sometimes this knowledge will disappear and sometimes it needs to be revived again. So this is what is going on now. We are very fortunate that a great personality, a great Vaishnava personality, who is also so near and dear to our beloved Srila Prabhupada, has served his lotus feet, and has given actually his head at his lotus feet to fulfill one of his final requests, that Srila Narayan Maharaj was called by Srila Prabhupada in his last days, just before he left this world. And he requested him that you please, now I'm going back to Krishna, and now you please help my followers. So many have come, but they are new. They are like young children. And they need so much training and so much guidance and so much help. So you please try and help them. And this he requested to Srila Narayan Maharaj, and Srila Narayan Maharaj told Srila Prabhupada, I will carry your order on my head until my final breath, until I leave this world. So, by the request of Prabhupada that he also come to the West, when Prabhupada first went to America, Srila Narayan Maharaj was sending so many things from India. Srila Prabhupada was writing him letters, maybe you've seen this letters book, and requesting, please send Vrindangas, please send Kartals, please send Radha and Krishnamurtis, please send so much Pera, beautiful, very nice milk sweets from India, Prabhupada was very fond of. And Srila Narayan Maharaj was supplying all of these things to Prabhupada from the very, very beginning. And during Prabhupada's whole life, Prabhupada wrote him maybe over 200 letters. So, and in his final days, he requested him to perform his own samadhi burial. So, this is a very, very high service. Only the most exalted disciple and follower of Guru will be selected by Guru to perform such seva, such service. And he selected Srila Narayan Maharaj. So actually, there is no one in this whole world who is as great a well-wisher to all of us who are the followers of Srila Prabhupada as Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. So we are so fortunate that he has, out of his causeless mercy, that he has come here to the Philippines. Somehow Krishna has kindly sent him, and perhaps many of you have been praying. So we will have the opportunity to associate with him for the next 4 days here in Manila. And then he will be going to Cebu and staying there for about 10 or 12 days, like that. So on this most auspicious occasion, I offer my dandavat pranams to the lotus feet of my beloved Sikh Guru, His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And I pray that all of you will be able to hear the nectar from his lotus mouth in these next few days. Jai Srila Gurudeva Ki Jai.
Introduced it to us and our Guru.
Relationship with Prabhupada and connection in our body of Vaishnava mind. There's some confusion sometimes as to different Vaishnava groups and different saints and different swamis. I know the Philippines has been visited by many different spiritual persons, both in this town and outside this town, and there's so much misunderstanding about our real Guru Varga, our real line of disciple succession in Parampara. So, we are very fortunate, and I feel very honored, even though I am the most insignificant disciple and servant, to be able to be here at this very auspicious time, his first visit to the Philippines, and witness, again, as I have, and many of his followers have witnessed, the divine happening that happened in the association of sadhus and of pure devotees. Because Krishna is within their heart, and they contain Krishna within their heart, they can actually give bhakti and give Krishna to everyone. And that is what we are all desiring after so many years of being devotees. We want to be enlivened, we want to be very dedicated and very devoted. But due to the lack of good association, due to the lack of good leadership, and good sadhu sangha, some of us have fallen away and become weak And I think Krishna is showing his greatest mercy now by sending his representative at this time here. The devotees can again feel very enlivened in their Krishna consciousness. And some of the devotees that need to have connection with Guru, they have that opportunity. Those devotees who have their Guru, they also get an opportunity to associate with a very saintly person and advance Krishna consciousness by hearing his divine heart and thoughts. So I feel that this is a very, very auspicious occasion, and we're very happy to be here as part of it. I hope that you will all hear very attentively and get the blessings that are there from you.
I'm requesting Radhashtami Prabhu to speak to us.
Janmashtami.
Janmashtami. In favor of Radhashtami.
Yes.
In Samaya. Janmashtami Prabhu.
I don't know that I saw from the old Sambhu Ji, the Sita
Narayan Bharat, and all the devotees in this gathering. Today I met Maharaj in Mayapur. Started in Mayapur.
When?
1994. There was a program.
Yes.
And the boys are going around to the temple. So at that time, the program stopped by in the temple. But it was the same.
Seven of the bodies.
Yeah, it's like a big temple. Yeah. So, I got started on this, you know, I didn't really know from the voice from Abhay Bhai. So, it's very personality, you know, it inspired them that please work together in telling the orders to Srila Prabhupada and stop fighting. That's all I heard, and even with so much. So in 1996, I went to Vrindavan and went to the party. And met Radhakanta Prabhu.
Who?
Radhakanta. So we were very old friends when he was in the Philippines, first partner in Mukti Division.
Brahmachari.
Yeah, the Brahmachari. 1980, 81, 82.
Yeah.
So we were together, so I met him. I was very happy to meet him, and he was always very nice. So we discussed about it. Then he had taken shelter in me, and he was inspiring me to visit him. But at that time, some of them were willing to come to the program. Almost the park, the art car is almost finished.
Yeah, that was Rockford and Lanyard.
So he was rather kind of a rule skip. Tried to keep in touch with me by calling me and writing. So finally, he came up with the idea of having a program to bring him here in the Philippines. We heard it. How you travel around the Philippines. So we think that this is a very good opportunity for all the devotees in the Philippines to have association of the very advanced devotees, the senior Vaishnava Sampradaya. And we heard many things about you from many devotees around the world. Some of the devotees have been understanding the really continual members of this one. So, I think it's very inspiring for all of us. You have come here and visited us with your station. And you're very much senior in all of Vaishnava in our Sampradaya. Not only by age, but by realization. And it's so much related to Srila Prabhupada. And we also read your books, and certainly very inspiring. So we are requesting all the devotees to visit have to be open-minded and be broad-minded to have your invitation. In fact, just a few days ago, I was even begged by one senior devotee, please don't undertake the Narayana Maharaj. And begging you, Babuja, please don't undertake the Narayana Maharaj. But thinking this is not according to sadhu, according to shastra. According to shastra, we have to ask with sadhu, the same person, and by another. And Krishna consciousness for me is not based on institutional rules. We have to be able to achieve the old Vaishnava for practicing Krishna consciousness. So that is, if you want to make spiritual advancement, you should be very open-minded, based on understanding, and having to do that. So, Maharaj, thank you very much for coming to the meeting. And we hope that more and more people from this country can initiate this conversation among you. Thank you very
ज्ञानमनुशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल and offering my left and left dandat pranam in the lotus feet of our spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pashishun Bhakti Pragyan Kesa Goswami Maharaj. And also I am offering my dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pad Shishman Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. My dear Vaishnava, I have no idea at first that I will go to whole world here and there. I am a very insignificant person. I know that Swamiji wanted me to come with him and to help his devotees. So he thought that I must obey his order. I never wanted wealth. Never I wanted disciples, nothing from beginning. I was doing bhajan in Vrindavan, in Navadvipa, serving my Gurudev. But he, again and again, he requested me to come. We have a relation from 1946 when there was no ESKCON. Swamiji was a householder but very near dear to all Vaishnavas, especially he was a bigger friend of mine. Though my Gurudev was very near to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and Brahmacharya, Bhavatma Gurudev. But our Guru Maharaj, they senior too, but always used to honor him. And he also used to honor. So from beginning, they were very bosom friends. And you don't know that he took some nap from Bhai Gurudev, the Bhakti Pradhyan Kishan Goswami in Mathura. I did the work of priest, fire sacrifice, made his dung, door, coffin and everything. I taught him how to take it, how to use it. There are so many things. I expected him that he used to take sannyas orders. He was so much qualified. And Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has ordered you to preach in Western country because you are the master of English. A very good writer, very good writer. In poem and also
articles.
So, at that time our Guru Maharaj also came in Mathura. And he also requested, and he took sannyas. He told me a story that when he was initiated by Prabhupada, and he read Srimad Bhagavatam, and saw a slow, yasya, yadat anugranami, harishe tat dhanam shale. To whom I, Krishna is saying, those who are surrendered, those who surrendered to me, I say they're all wealth, everything, and I make them a straight beggar. So I was fearing what to do, but I never gave up, gone, chanting his membrane and doing. So very quickly, he was the manager of Bengal Chemical. He fell. He resigned, he had to resign. Then he made a himself medical section, but it was also felt. Then he managed a very big shop, medical shop in Allahabad, but it was also quickly felt. Then he became a state leader. His wife and elder son they kicked him out from the home. And that really he became. And at that time he came to me at Mathura. I honored him so much. I gave him home. I used to cook him for him, serving him so many ways. He translated books there. And after his sannyas, he went to Western country, New York, and then he used to tell me that you should also come and join me. I told I will come. I am now serving my Holy Master, I will surely come. And he used to use me as his servant. He used to write me to send me course, karpal, deities, even very famous sweet of Mathura, Peda. He was very fond of sweets. So I used to send him all these things. In his last days, he called me. I went so many days, but especially in last days, Tamal Krishna, Bhavananda, Jaya Pataka, Brahmanam, so many, they went to me and they were requesting me that at once you should go, our Guru Maharaj wants to meet at once. So quickly I went, and then seeing me he began to weep, and he took my hands in his hands, and he wanted to make me sit on his own court, Alankar. but I did pranam outside court, and on a separate chair I sat. Then he was telling so many things. He told that I wanted to meet you. This is my last day, and it was last day. After my discourse, he never told a word to anyone. Last word. He told that I brought so many children beside from here and there, but I could not talk to them so much. So I request you to help them. He also told that I want that when I give up my this body, I will give today or tomorrow, I know. So you should give me samadhi with your own hand. I don't want that anyone should give me the samadhi. I told that surely I will do. I carry your order. Then I told to all the his disciples of like Yirishi or Swami Maharaj called them all. Tamal Krishna, Giriraj, Bhavananda and all of Brahmananda, more than 100. And they said that. And he told that, listen to him, what he is telling. I told that, you should not think that Swamiji is going to die. A guru like him, associate of Krishna and Radha and Mahaprabhu and said, he never dies. He is eternal. Anyhow, he is giving some scope you for serving. I think that he has preached over the whole world the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Rupa Goswami, the mission of his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I think that if you should try to make it more rich in the whole world, where he has not run, you should try. And you should try to help each other. Don't find yourself for money, for other things, for prestige. Forget all these things and try to serve Swamiji and to carry out his orders. And then, really, this is the service of your Gurudev. He again and again told that, oh, listen, listen, he is so, tell me so much about Gaur Katha Sutra. I told that, I know that after the departure of the holy master, all disciples used to quiet themselves. But I am request that you should not quiet. If you want to be happy and to serve your Gurudev, first of all, you should give honor to all the disciples of Swami and all the God brothers of Swami, disciples, orders, Guru Vishnu, and try to obey his all instructions. And if you are not doing so, you will ruin the mission of Swami. So he wants that you should carry out his orders. And I am always available for you to help. As much as I help, I can do, I will help. So after his departure, I carried out his all orders, I gave his samadhi by Vedic mantra and by all these things. And everything, his devotee, separation, festival society. I also wanted to help them all. For some time, I helped them so much. They used to come all to me. I went to Bombay for evidence. And repeatedly for so many days, 6-7 days, from morning to till night, in court, for giving evidence, I want to say the doctors of Swamiji, his son has filed a suit that all the property of his son is mine, because I am his son, they are nothing. He was a businessman and he was a vaishya, not sannyasi. So they wanted to prove that he was Tridandi sannyasi in our line, and only by witness. At that time, they will come in 3, 3, 4, 4 times to me, requesting me, and they wanted to give so much donation to me. They also, one of them came to me and told that, we want to take you to whole world, and you will see whole world. I couldn't tell that, get out of my room. You are giving me
bribe.
You want to be? By bribe I cannot be. I know that I am his disciple. This is my duty to serve him. I must serve him. But don't show me any bribe or anything. I am not a person like this. Then he went away. So I served him. I went to Western countries only to pay my respect. How he was glorious. I wanted to see where he has gone. And it was a very successful place for me, like Prayag and Vrindavan. So I wanted only to touch the lotus dust of Swami, that how he was glorious. But I could not do. Everywhere they checked me. You cannot go. Anyhow, I am serving him and I will serve him. I don't want money, nothing prestige. Only I want to know, I know that Swamiji has given some seeds of bhakti, pure bhakti, everywhere in the world. But after his departure, his disciples, those who were Jivis or anything, leaders, they were misguided. They could not understand him well. So, the plans he has they began to draw. Some living is gone, no faith. And especially the leaders who took sannyas from him, 99% they fall down. They were not respecting the senior Vaishnava, senior God brothers. They were not hearing anything. Always they were spending life of luxury here and there. They are not trusting their Gurudev words, and that is why they used to go to universities here and there. They never liked to go in the school of Srila Gaurakishore Das Savaji Maharaj and the University of Haridas Thakur, because they have no faith in me, in bhakti, a devotee giving up whole world, wife, children and wealth and reputation. Why even join university? What is there? Only mayavad. Nothing is there. So, you should have a faith in me and in the words of Swamiji. I only come to inspire you. Anyhow, you should give up your bhakti. You should try to associate with high class of Vaishnava, who can help you in the mission of Swamiji. Really, I have come to all this. That some the thoughts were there, some little small plans were there, but all were, all are now, I see, lacking of water, lacking of association. All are trying. So I have come with a request to you all. that you should try to think that we are in a very big family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sakinanda Gaushali. In the line of Vaishnava of Nityananda Prabhu, Janava Thakurani, perhaps you know, Shyamananda Parivar, Narottam Thakur, here and there. We should try to respect them all, those who are pure Vaishnava. So we are all in Gaur family, very big family. We should not disobey them, dishonor them, not doing offenses in their loyalty. So you should think always that we are in a very big family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. And we should try to respect each other. I have no any different cost and grief for anyone. Those who come, I help. Whether he is disciple or not, he is disciple of my Gurudev, he is disciple of Swamiji, he is disciple of Sridhar Maharaj. We should not lie. We must have so much faith in Swamiji, his Gurudev. But we should not dishonor. We should try to develop our Krishna consciousness anyhow. So I have come only for this. I am happy. And I was eagerly waiting for Philippines to. He told me so many times. And we were trying to make visa, but it was very difficult. But anyhow, by the mercy of Swamiji, we have visa. And I always used to think that you are all eagerly waiting for me. So that is why I came. I think that you will listen, you will hear the message of Swamiji, only message of Swamiji. The message of Swamiji is the message of Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Radha and Krishna. So we will all explain in our classes. Today I should take rest and we will meet again. And you should make arrangement for classes. And so many devotees may come. We should all try that they should gain something. They should realize the pure message of Swami. Now effort is going on to come up. Ritik system is going to come in ISKCON. What is this? ISKCON, Ritik, what is it? Ritik means those who have fallen down. Characterless person, knowing nothing of ABCD of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They want again to control. They know that sunrises are falling down. So if we are always fallen down, then there will be no chance to fall down. Because how they will fall down? Because already, if anyone taking wine, no harm. Not chanting so much, no harm. Making so much money, no harm. Because they will not be take renunciation or order or brahmachari. So always falling down. So now no chance for more falling down. So they are making a group to again control. This is very bogus thing. Ritik has nothing to do in spiritual, all these things. Therefore, one day, 2 days, or some days, Ritik used to help for sacrifices, in Vedic sacrifices. They have nothing to do in spiritual. Swamiji has never recognized this. I know personally, I questioned him. he told that, oh, sometimes I send my representative on behalf of me, because I was so much weak, that is why. In our discipline, no, nothing okay. In Gita, Bhagavat, Ramayana, Puran, Ved, never it has been written for it. Now so many things are coming. You should be careful. You should be in line of Swami. So, say today's class, you can take class.
Today we will be assembling downstairs in the at 6 o'clock. There'll be a program downstairs in the function room, just outside the lobby. And there'll be a bhajan in class and then prasadam starting at 6 o'clock. Tonight, tomorrow, next day, and Sunday. So for 4 days in the evening, from 6 till 9. And in the morning, starting from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock, on the third floor in the coffee shop. So we have 2 programs every day starting tonight up to Sunday. Everyone's invited to attend. So tonight, so all of you can stay if you like. Until then, we will have prasadam now. We'll serve prasadam upstairs in the tent house where everyone is staying. Yep. The simple prasadam.